Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The extra point would make it a 20-10 lead, and that would be all it took. LSU would go on to win by that margin, 20-10 over the Florida Gators, the undefeated third-ranked football team in all of the college ranks. To help us break down what happened and talk about LSU football, we welcome in Jeff Plurmar, WWL.com, LSU columnist. Morning, Jeff.
How are we doing today, Dave?
Well, that Tigers defensive performance, wow, got to be impressed. Maybe the best defense in all of college football.
Yeah, they're making a strong argument for that to be the case. I mean, they've played three teams, and defensively they've been outstanding. They've held three teams now to at least held them to one touchdown. Now, granted, you know, obviously Florida put up 10 points and Clemson put up 10 points, but just one touchdown in the first three games from your first three opponents. They have not done that, Dave, since 2007. And we all know what happened in 2007. That team went on to win a national championship. We'll see if history repeats itself, but really made it a tough night for DJ Lagway, the Florida quarterback. We talked about it going into the game. DJ Lagway is a very talented quarterback, but he just hasn't been on the field much. He has not been on the practice field much either because of injuries. And actually, that was his first road game, and he got swallowed up by the Tigers' defense. And he was trying to make plays that were not there. He just seemed to step off. And LSU just made it just very uncomfortable for him all night long.
Yeah, it really was a championship-caliber defense, not so much a championship-caliber offense. We haven't seen that yet, and it's still early to talk about if this is a national champion-caliber LSU team as a whole, but so far we definitely have not seen the offense show signs that it is bound for greatness.
Yeah, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle, and it really starts with the inability to run the football. Now, they did it effectively enough against Clemson. Again, they struggled last week as well. They did get a long run last week from Harlan Berry, and that made the statistics look better. They got a long run from Caden Durham at the end of this game that makes the statistics look better. And Brian Kelly said afterwards, all you need is one run. But I think he would tell you that you need a little bit more than what they're getting out of the ground game, and it's putting LSU in a tough situation. And then, you know, you throw in the fact that you got some new wide receivers that you're trying to work in, and an entirely new offensive line, and it has yet to come together. So you got a chance this Saturday, Dave, to put up some points, to get into some sort of a rhythm offensively when you take on Southeastern Louisiana.
They had that chance against Louisiana Tech, though, and really couldn't do it. And Saturday, only one touchdown from Garrett Nussmeier. Just not what you were hoping to see, especially from all the preseason hype about how this offense was finally where it needed to be. Yeah, I hope and I love the Lions. I live in Tangipahoa Parish, but I really want to see LSU destroy them like 70-0 so that the offense can find a groove and show that they are that good.
Yeah, because the following week they're going to play Ole Miss, and we know the Rebels can score some points. We don't know who the starting quarterback will be. You know, they went with their backup, and they were able to get a win on Saturday against Arkansas. But you're going to have to go to Oxford and score some points. And really, you can also make the argument that the first real big test for this LSU defense is going to be when they go to Ole Miss. You go back to Clemson. Look at they're 1-2, and they are struggling. They don't have a running game either. And you kind of won. I mean, it was still a great win. You went on the road. You beat a team that was preseason ranked top five. You can't take that away from LSU. But you know, just how good is this Clemson team? They don't look that great. Louisiana Tech. You know, they won this past weekend, but they're not a great team. And Florida's got its issues at quarterback because DJ Lagway is just not there yet, and LSU took advantage of it. And so you're going to have to figure out a way to score three or four touchdowns, I think, when they go up to Ole Miss and win that game and potentially win it comfortably, because Ole Miss is going to they're going to test your defense. So yeah, you want to see a really good performance from LSU's offense. Southeastern, of course, an FCS school, so it should be a little bit easier for LSU to move the ball against the Lions.
Let's hope so, because not so much against La Tech. We're talking with Jeff Palermo. You can read more from him. Defense leads as LSU waits for the offense to find its way. That's his latest article at WWL.com. When we come back, Jeff had predicted that the LSU Tigers would go 10-2 this season. After three games undefeated and third ranked in the nation, does he still feel like that's where this Tiger team is headed? We'll find out that from Jeff after we check on WWL traffic. Five interceptions, but they didn't turn them into points, at least not into touchdowns. LSU wins 20-10, but with five interceptions, I think you would have expected it to be an even bigger victory. WWL.com LSU columnist Jeff Palermo wrote, "The defense is playing great. Special teams have been good, and the Tigers have themselves a punter in Grant Chadwick. It's just that the offense needs to get going, and Brian Kelly believes it eventually will." That's what you have on our website, Jeff. Kelly believes it eventually will. At least he says that. Do you believe this offense eventually will find its way?
I think you're going to see Garrett Nussmeier and this receiving core get better as the season goes along. I have my doubts, though, on the running game, Dave, because we've been listening now for the last 3 years about how they're going to run the ball. They'll be able to control the game running the football, and for the last 3 years they have, and this being the third year, we have not really seen much evidence of that. Again, we saw a little bit of it against Clemson, but you know, you go back to 2023, you throw out Jaden Daniels 1,000 yards rushing, they could not really run the football when they handed the ball off to a running back. Last year it was really tough, and again this year it's not looking much better. So what makes you think that all of a sudden they're going to be able to resolve this here? And it's just really puzzling. It's really puzzling. Now, you know, especially last year because Brian Kelly and everybody else will point to the fact that you had four guys on that offensive line that ended up getting drafted. Well, now you got an entirely different offensive line and you're still having these issues, and you brought in new coaches to help you with the run game, and it's still not, or analyst, I guess you could say. So you're still not really seeing much out of it. So I think we'll see better games from Garrett Nussmeier. I don't think they're certainly in midseason form when it comes to the passing game, and there's just too many good wide receivers for them not to really have some big games throwing the football. But it does concern me about finding some sort of consistent run attack.
Yeah, you would expect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
With five interceptions, that you'd win 40-10, not 20-10.
Yeah,
and right. But if the defense keeps playing at this caliber, obviously it gives them a chance in absolutely every game.
Right.
Before the season started, you thought this Tiger team would go 10-2. Now that you've got to see them play in three games, you still feeling good about that 10-2 prediction?
Still feeling good at 10-2. I mean, I don't think they're going to finish 9-3. They're too good defensively, but I'm still going to stick at the 10-2 just because this is still a very difficult schedule. And I think what you're going to see in the SEC is a lot of parity is probably the best word to put it, because I think the first fifth or the top five or six teams in this league, they're all really good and they can beat anyone. And then there's some teams there that are from the 7-11 group that can come up and surprise you and beat you. But you're still looking at, I mean, when you look at, we already talked about Ole Miss. Then they host South Carolina. South Carolina lost its starting quarterback. They have not played good. That looks like a game that's not going to be as tough as it was at the beginning of the season. But Vanderbilt just blew out South Carolina.
Vanderbilt's ranked. They're the 20th team in the nation.
They've won all three of their games by double digits. That's a trip to Nashville. And right now it looks like it's going to be an 11 a.m. or 12 o'clock start. That could be a tough one. And then Texas A&M could be undefeated when they come to Tiger Stadium on October 25th.
Currently the 10th ranked team in the nation.
Alabama, granted it's just Wisconsin, but it kind of looks like they're starting to figure things out there.
They're ranked number 14.
And then you finish it off with Oklahoma, who looks really good so far through the season, and they got a quarterback. So I'm going to stick with 10-2.
All right.
But this
Oklahoma's
is still a college football. Yeah, this is still a college football playoff team, and a team capable, I think, of winning a national championship. It's only week three. They got some time to clean some things up, but I don't know if we'll ever really see a very good rushing attack out of this group.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Yeah, five ranked teams in the last eight games for the Tigers. If there's nothing, that'll tune them up for the playoffs, assuming they're headed in that direction. Thank you, Jeff. Read more from Jeff at WWL.com. When we come back, we'll be talking about finances here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.